Let us hear God speaking to us in our presence this evening. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 10. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Jesus Christ shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfected, truly furnished unto all good works. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Amen. Well, may God bless his word to us tonight. And let us come now to the throne of grace as we come to hear the word together. Almighty God and Heavenly Father, we pray that you will be with us this evening as we come to hear your word. May we put aside all the things that take us up day by day, legitimate and illegitimate, that we might be taken up with thee, that we might learn thy glorious truths, and that we might grow, O Lord God, as we learn of thee in holiness, that our walk might be with thee. We ask that you would teach us your way, O Lord God, even tonight, that we might be unto you. O Lord God, may we receive a blessing from thy hand, that we might know how to live in these dark and evil and wicked adulterous days. And so, Lord God, be with us now. And we ask these things, giving thanks in our Saviour's name. Amen. As I have said, I want to speak to us about holiness and how do we grow in holiness and Christian living as we approach the beginning of another year in the grace of mercy of God, in the time of grace. How do we grow in it? Well, we must examine ourselves if we are going to grow in holiness. For it is a process. We need to check ourselves. We need to indulge ourselves in the word of God. When we grow plants in the garden, we have to water them, don't we? And we not only water them, we feed them good food. And how often do we use the food that we have from the word of God? And here in 2 Timothy, in the portion that we read in chapter 3 and verse 16, another verse 3:16, rather like John 3:16. It's an amazing verse, profound. A word from God says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And this word is to us. This word was to Timothy. And it is to us today, because this is the living, active word of God, brothers and sisters. So how do we grow, brothers and sisters? How do we grow? How do we make our plants in the garden grow? We have to use different fertilizers, different soils for different plants. How, as the Lord's people, do we grow in the year 2021, should the Lord tarry and leave us here? How does fruit pleasing to God develop in a Christian? How does fruit pleasing to me in my garden, on the vegetable plot, how does that develop? It is by me taking care of it and fertilizing it, that it might produce good fruit, not withered and wasting away. And so it is. How do we produce fruit for God? Well, there are many answers that I could put forward to that question. Many of them, and I'm sure you've got lots of answers too. Well, we've probably often heard it said that the Christian is to study the word of God because it is the handbook for Christian living. Do we know that? That is, it is the handbook for Christian living. And do we use it as such? Now, I've got a gardening book that I use, the handbook of gardening. Can't remember quite what the title is, but it's a gardening book, and it tells me about how to handle plants. Do we read the word of God? For it is our handbook. It tells us everything we need to know about God and about ourselves and how we're to live. The word of God is milk for the babe and solid food for the weaned. Yes, we're just about to become grandparents again any day. And the new babe will be drinking mother's milk at the beginning. And then a few months later, we'll be weaned onto more solid food. And that is what the Word of God does. As we begin in the faith, as we become new Christians, we need the milk, and then we need it to move on. Through the various phases of the mashed food, the pulp, as it were, and then on to solid food that will lead us in the way of God. So I want to encourage us tonight, brothers and sisters, to read and regularly read the Word of God. We're also taken up with the news, aren't we, and reading the things of the world. I've got a brother in Madeira, he knows more about what's going on in the world. I know he reads the word of God, but he does know so much about what's going on in the world. I wonder how often he reads his Bible. If he reads his Bible as avidly as he follows events in the world. We need to have time out, brothers and sisters, to read the word of God. When we say, this is my time to hear God speaking to me, and then perhaps to pray over the matters we've read in the Word of God. We need to regularly read it, and may we do that in the year 2021. May we set time aside to read the Word of God, and we should be able to in normal events, read through the whole Word of God in one year. And we need to read it regularly if we are to grow in holiness, if we are to be sanctified, is it? To grow in holiness. That is what God wants us to do, is to grow in holiness. And the Apostle Paul tells us that it contains everything that we could possibly need to grow. It has all the fertilizers, the nutrients for the soul. Do we ever think about that? Have we ever thought about it? When we've read 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, for growing in holiness. This is the word of God, brothers. And we need to understand these things. And really, in this verse, in 2 Timothy 3:16, I don't know if you've ever thought about it, but what is Paul referring to in this verse? Well, I believe that Paul is referring to God's law. It is God's law. The law by teaching, warning, admonishing, and correcting prepares Christians, us, for every good work. How are we going to do good work if we do not learn of the Lord by reading his word? It's there to warn us. It's there to teach us. It does punish us. It gives us perhaps a clop round the ear, as I used to get when I did things wrong at the school, just up the road from where I am in Forest Hall Church this evening. And it prepares us for good works. And what Paul is saying in our text is absolutely illustrated in Psalm 119, and I know we've sung that often, and we've been singing through it on a Wednesday evening and at other times. We ever really thought about what we've sung there in Psalm 119? You see, because Psalm 119 is a real storehouse of treasures. And what's it about? The law of God. It is about the law of God, and it is a treasure trove. And I've found all sorts of things since my relations have passed on, and I've inherited lots of things, and I go through their boxes and things, and it's like going through a treasure chest. Have we been through the Psalm 119 like that, to discover the treasures of the law of God? If we were training to be a lawyer, we would need to read all the law and to do lots of things and study and know it all. How often do we study this treasure house regarding the law of God in Psalm 119? So I want us to consider for a short while a few principles which are found in Psalm 119. I'm not going to cover everything because it's great depth. We'll be here until another year, I suspect. So I want to encourage us, when we leave tonight, we're already probably in our homes, to go through Psalm 119, meditate upon this marvelous psalm. And it is a psalm that, I have to say, God speaks to people in different ways when he brings them to the Lord. It's a psalm that my mother-in-law went home from Forest Hall Church one Sunday morning, as she'd been coming to church. She's now 104, and she read Psalm 119 from beginning to end while she was waiting for her lunch. And she came down and she said, "I now know Jesus Christ as my Savior. I'm giving my life to him and I'm following his ways." And she's not looked back from that day. She was about 85 when that took place, from reading Psalm 119. And Let us come and see. The psalmist gives us a recipe. It is the details for growth in grace and holiness. The details. It sets it all out like a program. And if you're doing gardening, sets it all out what you must do. Prepare the soil, fertilize it. Water and all the other things you have to do. And so this psalm is designed for the good of our souls. And Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, I trust that we all know this verse. For peace, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. If we have no holiness, we shall not see the Lord. We shall not basically get to heaven. Without holiness, there will be no heaven. Are we walking with the Lord in holiness? And are we growing in sanctification, holiness, day by day? These great doctrines of the Word of God, sanctification, growing like Christ. And the psalmist in Psalm 119 and verse 18 and 19 there says, open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. It's basically saying, tell me about your wonderful commandments to me. That is what he's saying here. And we see there, we need to know the law of God. Do we know the law of God? Have we ever studied and meditated on Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 17? And I'm going to read them in our presence now, the word of God, that we might remember these things and take them in. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 1, we read there, and God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. He's brought us out of the bondage of sin. Going on, the first commandment that we have there recorded in verse 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Verse 4. It's the second commandment. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. And the third commandment at verse 7 is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And verse 8, the fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son nor thy daughter, thy manservant nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. And the fifth commandment at verse 12 is, how honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land giveth thee. The sixth commandment in verse 13, thou shalt not kill. Verse 14, the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. And the eighth commandment at verse 15, thou shalt not steal. And Verse 16, the ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And verse 17, the tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Brothers and sisters, we all fall short of these commandments of God, and we need to know them. We need to make a regular reading of them. Because we know the psalmist is prepared to obey the law diligently. The Lord has not done away with his commandments. He's fulfilled them for us because we could not keep them. And if we go through each one of these commandments, I'm sure we all fail in all of them at some time or another. And there are many, you know, that thou shalt not kill, say. Well, we might think about that when we drive our cars and hoot our hooters at people when they get in our way or whatever, because if we had a gun, we may well shoot them. And many things, and stealing, you know, are we honest when we fill in our expense sheets, our income tax returns and the like? There are many things, you see, they're very relevant to us today, this law. And if we're to grow in holiness, we must trust the Lord to assist us by grace, to walk in his way and to grow in holiness day by day. You see, as I said, the psalmist is diligent to follow in the way of the law of God. In verse 47, the psalmist says, and I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. Do we love the commandments of God, or do we find them a burden in Christ? It shouldn't be a burden. We should want to please our God, to obey him. As when we were children, we would have obeyed our parents and loved to do it, I trust. And we probably would have felt really upset when we let them down and we didn't follow what they said. And we weren't being molded into the way they were directing us. And it is God that directs us and molds us. And in verse 4, the psalmist says, thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Will we keep them in Christ? We look to him. Lord, help me to keep thy precepts. You've done it for us. You've cleansed us from our sin. But we want to be like you and to live holy lives, to grow day by day, especially as we come to another year, Lord. Lord, help us. And in verse 11, the psalmist hides God's word. Where does he hide it? He doesn't hide it on the bookshelf and keep it hidden away. Get it out for special occasions. He uses it day by day. And where does he keep it? He keeps it in his heart as a protection from sin. From sin. When we look to Christ, when we look to the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And the Word was with God. We look to the Word, don't we? That is what we're to do. It keeps us from sin. And where does he hide it? He hides it in his heart. And we know it. Verse 11, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Does his word keep us from sinning day by day? And doing those things which just seem to come naturally to us? When we don't read the word, when we don't study the word, when we don't know what God expects of us, we're going to sin. And he, through his grace, will keep us from our besetting sins. He will deal with them in time. There will be sin that we keep falling into, but he will deal with it. If we know his word and it's in our heart, we need to store it up and treasure it in our hearts. You see, he hides the word in our hearts as a protection from sin. And in verse 97, the psalmist meditates on it all day long. And we meditate upon the word of God all day long. He says in 97, Psalm 119, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. How often do we think about the law of God during any day? How often do we feel our sin upon us and come to Christ in repentance and faith? And in verse 10, you see, of Psalm 119, he seeks God with what? With all his heart. With my whole heart have I sought thee, but let me not wander from thy commandments. Have we ever prayed that? Do we seek God with all our heart, mind and soul? Are we desirous not to wander from his commandments? So many seem today to want the world, and they sort of put the commandments to one side while they go back into the world. Well, if we're leading the Christian life, this is our life. This is part of it. This will enable us to grow and strengthen ourselves day after day, brothers and sisters. How can we grow without knowing the word of God, having it in our hearts, having the nutriments within our souls that will keep us unto Christ? He wants us, by his grace, to know his word and to have it in our hearts. How often, I wonder, do we stray from his commandments? And also, he wants to be in prayer. In verse 17, deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. That's his prayer, you see. He prays. Deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. How often do we pray these things? And in praise, he says as well, seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments, not because he's trying to gain his salvation, but he praises God throughout his whole day. Is that him, isn't it? I'm not sure that we can sing it truthfully, really. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine, praising my Saviour all day long. I'm sure we don't praise God all day long. The psalmist is encouraging us to this 7 days is the completeness of the praise for God. That we need to praise God every moment and to thank him. Thank you, Lord, for assisting me with this, helping me to do that, for bringing me through good health again. We thank God. Seven times is a complete number, isn't it? That is what it is. It's not like many religions of the world, or it's the world religion, says you must pray morning at this time of the day and that time of the day. We praise God all the time, brothers and sisters. We should. And that's a marvelous thing to do, for it will enable us to grow good fruit for the Lord, growing in holiness. And do we have concern for God's cause, for the work of God, You see, the psalmist does in verse 136. He says, rivers of waters run down mine eyes. He's crying here. He's crying. Because they keep not thy law. Oh, rivers of tears running out our eyes when we see the confusion in the world today and people not keeping the law of God. They celebrate Christmas. They know not what it's about. Breaks my heart. People know not what it meant for God to send his one and only begotten Son into this world. Save men. They know it not. And they'd rather be about partying and indulging the flesh at this time of year, brothers and sisters. Do we cry over these things? Are we tearful about it? I know from reading the books of Robert Murray McShane in his vestry where he used to pray day in, day out. The wall was wet and the officials at the building used to say, we must get the wall fixed, get rid of the damp. And somebody said, it's not damp from water and grass, it is from the tears of Robert Murray McShane praying for the lost, praying for God's people to walk with him and keep his law. And this is the same with the psalmist. He's admitting that he's in tears over the fact that people are not keeping the law or not walking with the Lord. And we should be today, brothers and sisters. How often do we have rivers of water running down our faces over the lost? And also the psalmist, and I trust that we may, and this could be a good thing to go into the new year with, you see. In verse 133, the psalmist here is longing to be free from sin. Do we long to be free from sin? Do we? Or are we happy with the way we are? He says, I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. He hates lying. This may have been an issue with him that he had to deal with. Lying. We all have different things to deal with. So many things, probably. Do we love the law of God? He wants to be free from sin. Do we, brothers and sisters, truly want to be free from sin? This is what the psalmist is saying. And these are all good encouragements for us in the way to know how to grow for God. He absolutely hates sin. And we see that, as I said in 163. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law I love. And sorry, I don't think I read verse 133 in this regard too, because he's saying there, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. He wants to be free from sin. He seems to have had the sin of lying. And then going on to 75, he absolutely accepts discipline gladly. It's good for us, isn't it? It is good for us. We all need to be disciplined. At school, we used to get clocked round the ear when we did things wrong. And I now know that that was good for me. We didn't perhaps accept it gladly. But the psalmist accepts God's discipline gladly. And at the moment, with this COVID situation, we are certainly being disciplined. as the virus mutates and transmits easier between people. It shows that God is dealing with us and with his people. People are moaning about these things. We accept God's discipline gladly. Verse 75, he says, I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Has God not afflicted us in this COVID situation to bring us to our senses? And he's still doing it because we're not coming to our senses. People are still trampling the word of God underfoot, even his own people. His word is not held high above all things. People don't even know the word, even in the church at large. The psalmist knows that it's good for him. I know when we used to discipline our sons, we used to tell them the reason it was. We wanted them to live good lives. It was for their good, not just because I wanted to beat them up. They were disciplined in a loving way, and so God disciplines us in a loving way. He does not want any to be lost. He wants them to be saved. Do we know these things, brothers and sisters? Sure we do. We soon forget, don't we? I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, that thou in faithfulness has afflicted me. Thank you, Lord. It is good for me. It keeps me on your path, keeps me in thy way. It makes me hate sin. And the psalmist sees that he receives boldness to go forth and proclaim the word in verses 46 and 7. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. He keeps talking about the commandments, which he loves. Do we love the commandments? He wants to go and proclaim the name of the Lord, and we have a great testimony to tell, a great story to go forth and tell, don't we? Tell me the old stories of Jesus and his love for me, because I soon forget. I soon forget. And the psalmist wants to go and speak them before kings. Do we want to go and speak them before the leaders of our nation? He's not ashamed to do it. And oh, how Satan comes into us and makes us feel, I can't possibly go and speak to that person about that. I couldn't. God wants us to be bold and courageous and to go forth and spread his word. His beloved people may be saved, might be saved. Or you can save them to the uttermost. My dear brothers and sisters, we can all say hallelujah when the law of God is written in our hearts. Our duty will be our delight. And not till then, till we know the word of God. It's in our hearts. So that in all those moments, perhaps when we're sick and suffering and we can't read the word of God, we still have the word in our hearts that we can look to strengthen us, to give us assurance. Is the law of God our delight? Well, may God help us to take these things in that are in his word. Why? I lovingly say these things for our good, that we might grow in holiness. It's to me as well as you. We all might grow in holiness and be more like our Saviour day by day, and produce fruit for God that he will be pleased with, that at last we shall receive those words as we enter his kingdom. Well done, good and faithful servant. Take thy place in my kingdom. And may we rejoice and love the things of God as we go into this new year, as I said, 2021. And may God be with us and help us to grow in holiness. For we know that without holiness, we shall not see the Lord. So may God bless his word to us that we've heard this evening. And let us remember what Paul writes to Timothy there, as we heard. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is his inspired word, brothers and sisters. And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And we need to study it correctly. We need to take it in and meditate upon it, read the whole of the scriptures, so that we can see the mighty doctrines of God and the commandments of God, that we might walk with him in holiness of life. May God bless you all. Amen.